reaching out to the community beyond the normal service providers who specialize in veterans issues is the great Right Reverend Sandy Richards from the First United Methodist Church.
Thank you, Jeff, and thank you, everyone, for being here. I'm here because Melvin and Earlene asked me to be here, and we are. I'm representing a small congregation in downtown LA, but as Jeff said, I'm connected with lots of congregations. So if you're looking for a house of worship and you need a place where you feel like your experience can be, told, you don't have to worry about talking to the pastor about whatever it is, or if you feel like you might be judged somewhere else. If our congregation doesn't fit you, I can help you find a place. So we are a Christian congregation. We're United Methodist, but we're friends with lots of other kinds of religious leaders. So if you're Jewish or Muslim or Buddhist or what have you, Soka Gakkai, which is a form of Buddhism, there's lots and lots of institutions in LA and, feed your spirit. And so I'll be glad to, Melvin and Earlene always know how to get a hold of me, and so does Jeff. But if you would like some consultation on where to find a place to go, I would be very, very glad to help you find that. Obviously, we'd love you to come to our church, which is at Flower and Olympic on Sundays at 10:15. We don't have a building right now. We've been in downtown since 1854, and we don't have a building right now. We've had several, but at this point, we're renting. So you'll find us at Flower and Olympic at the Via Flores multi-purpose room. There's a place, 1020 South Flower. It's senior housing. You go around to the back. It's a very nice little garden area. On 9/11 this year, the 10th anniversary of the attacks, we decided to go in a different direction. We invited Jeff and the Veterans Project to come to our church and talk to us about veterans, because we know that for the past 10 years, lots and lots of people have served in the armed forces to an extent that they've maybe almost never ever been asked to before. And we know the toll that takes on families, but just on a person's mind. We know how being in combat, no matter how you've been in combat, no matter where in the world you've been in combat or why, it changes a person's mind. And so the trauma that people suffer needs to be addressed in the community as much as it's addressed, in these special ways that we've heard of from New Directions and other organizations like that. And I know I've talked with many veterans. I know some of the terrible things people have seen and how hard it is to tell a pastor, especially someone who's never been in combat, what you've experienced, what you've done and had to do, what you've seen done. And I just want you to know that we know that the most important thing for anyone to do who is recovering from trauma is to tell the story over and over again until that memory actually moves from that part of your lizard brain where you're reacting, where the PTSD is causing your anxiety, your heart rate, and your stress, and your cortisol, to your prefrontal cortex, the thinking part of your brain that knows about past, present, and future, that can distinguish between a car backfiring and a gunfire, or can allow you to see fireworks again without feeling activated. And so churches, houses of worship, can help you find those places, can help you find places to work it out in your spirit. It's not psychology or psychiatry. We refer you to places like New Directions for that. But it is a place where you can bring your whole self, all that you've done and all that you've experienced, and open your soul for healing in the way that feels most appropriate for you. And we welcome women who've been in the military too. We know there are some special issues with women that are not being addressed. And also gay and lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people, there are special issues there as well. And we are open to all of those in my congregation. There are other congregations open to those if those are your concerns. We are really welcoming. You don't even have to be Christian to come to be with us every Sunday, and a few people who come aren't, but most people are, and they're pretty broad-minded folk. And we do work for peace. We know, though, that soldiers deserve a place of honor and respect, and so you'll find us advocating for peace, and that's mostly to save the armed forces from all but the most necessary conflicts. And we honor and thank all the veterans who have given so much, the ones who come back whole and alive in their bodies, sometimes have lost something in their souls and minds. You can't unsee what you've seen. And so we want you to know that you're welcome among us, and that we actually, in our diversity in our church, we have every kind of diversity you can think of. We're a small congregation. On any given Sunday morning, you'll find people from 11 nations and 4 continents. That's a big diversity. You'll find people from age 3 to age 93, and we have new one to be born in December. So we have every kind of diversity you can think of, but we're kind of lacking in the veterans issue. So if you want to come and fill out the veterans group, we welcome you, and help us to know more about what it is that that veterans are experiencing, or that you are experiencing as a vet. And so I think that's really all I wanted to say, just that we welcome you, and that I really appreciate the Veterans Project and Jeff. I appreciate Melvin and Ernie and all that Drama Stage does, and all that all of you do to make our community a whole place.